BBC News with Debbie Russ. The German Defence Minister Ursula von der Leyen has narrowly been elected President of the European Commission, despite stiff opposition within the European Parliament. She's the first woman to hold the EU's top job. She'll take over from Jean-Claude Juncker, who steps down at the end of October. In a surprise announcement, Mrs. von der Leyen's replacement at the German Defence Ministry will be Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer. She'd previously said she wanted to concentrate on her role as leader of the CDU party. A senior Iranian official at the United Nations has said that his country's missiles are absolutely non-negotiable with any country. Alireza Miryousafi published the comment on Twitter after the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Iran was prepared to discuss its ballistic missile development program. Prosecutors in New York say no police officers will face criminal charges over the death of a black man, Eric Garner, during an attempted arrest 5 years ago. His death contributed to the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement. The authorities in Peru have said the former president, Alejandro Toledo, has been arrested in the United States. In a statement, the chief prosecutor's office said his arrest was in connection with an extradition request issued last year. Western and regional powers have come together to demand an immediate end to the battle for control of the Libyan capital, Tripoli. In a rare joint statement, the US, Britain, France, Italy, Egypt and the UAE have called for a return to talks overseen by the United Nations. The South African musician Johnny Clegg has died. He was 66. Clegg performed in the multiracial bands Juluka and Savuka during the apartheid era. And Kenya is deporting 17 people who worked in the country's gambling sector. The government in Nairobi is clamping down on online sports betting. BBC News.